Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the hope that never fails. The hope that never fails. You know, it's so important to find yourself in a place where you understand that it is not the end. Many times, people who lose hope feel that there is no way out, there's no way to turn. There is just no solution to what they are facing. And oftentimes that is why people turn to things like suicide. They turn to things like just throwing themselves into things that takes them even further into darkness. One of the things we need to understand as people is that when you are at the end of yourself, that is where God begins. When you are at the end of yourself, that is where God begins. You see, we never have a proper understanding of just how important it is for us to let go of certain things. Hope can only arise when we are aligned properly. Hope returns when we are aligned properly. But when we take hold of certain things, that is often where we lose ourselves. Because how do you help yourself out of a ditch? It's impossible. We need the help of someone else. In fact, we need the help of God. We are currently finding ourselves in a season where we are almost into the festive, or festive has already begun. And right now, we are in a place, and most of the people in our country is in a place where your children are writing exams. They are studying, and the Bible speaks about study to show yourself approved. All of them are so busy. It's exam time, it's pressure time. But here's the thing. When you are in a state of going through a process, or you are in a state of running until you can finish the race, you need encouragement along the time. Look at all the parents right now. What are you saying to your kids? You are a voice of hope. Yes, they can encourage themselves, but there is just something that you can say to them that is just higher than their encouragement level. They are so into their books. They are so into everything that they need to do right now, that their encouragement is not as powerful as your encouragement. And in the same way, when you find yourself in a problem, you need the encouragement of the Word. You need the voice of God. You need the strength of God over your life, because without God, you cannot move in hope. Without God, you will never truly see the light. There are people right now, maybe you are even listening to my voice. Maybe you say you are at the end of it. You don't know how to do this thing because you have tried all angles. You have tried every single thing that you need to do. Today, I want to encourage you, and I want to say to you, learn to let go and let God come and reconnect you. Because as I said in the beginning of this podcast, I said to you that the end of us is the beginning of God. And many times it's difficult to understand that, because when you are living in a world where people are so, we are so ingrained into the fact that we need to fight. We need to fight for what we want. If something goes wrong, you need to work it out. When you are in a place where you don't know what to do, you don't know who to go to because you are your last resort. But how about looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith? How about letting Him lead you out of a place of darkness? How about letting Him restore your hope? Because He is the one that can restore us completely. your life and life in general is not always going to be easy. Not everything we endeavor to do is going to be easy. We start out on projects, we start out on many things. Excitement is always the thing that we find in the beginning of the race. When you get not even to the middle or halfway, then you already start feeling it. Oh, can I do it? Then doubt starts arising and you start saying to yourself, maybe I made a mistake. Then the next thought that comes, oh, maybe I need to give up. I think that I'm quite busy with a whole lot of stuff. Maybe I shouldn't have done this thing. And there's quite a lot of things that goes on in the mind to make you become someone that gives up. And at the end of the day, it is so important that we strive, to finish the end result. But know that when runners run a marathon, whatever they may be running, it is the people on the road. That is why we have people on the road that cheer us on. They are there right until the end to say to you, here's a little bit of water. Don't worry, you can make it. Come on, number this. Come on, number that. And here's the thing, beloved people of God. That is what God is doing. Come on, my son. Come on, my daughter. You can do it. You may have had an emotional breakdown this year. You may have lost a lot. You may feel like your world is collapsing because the very thing that you have loved, the very thing that you honor and you are proud of, you gave your all, and suddenly that thing is no more because that thing is being taken away from you. And then at the end of the day, you feel like you are going to lose it because you gave your all. I will never forget the story. I think I was in Standard 8, Grade 10, as we know it today. And I remember a teacher speaking to us, and this teacher was a saved lady, and she gave us this message. She spoke to us about complete surrender to God. And one of the things she said to us that she had a friend, and she said this friend gave her all to her family, and especially her husband. And one day, her husband comes home and her husband says to her, I don't love you anymore. And she's devastated. And the husband says, I found someone else and I'm going to move on with this person. And this woman went into a state where it was almost like nobody could help her, nobody could assist her. And she says that God gave her some guidance just to be there with her. And she prayed with a friend along the journey, and the friend started getting stronger. And one day she had the courage to say to her friend, you know what? Today, I want you to realize that in this life, you give your all to everything that is given to you, whether it's your family, whether it's your career. We need to be good stewards of everything we do, and you need to love unconditionally. But you cannot love to the point where those things consume you and become your God, because that is the place of God. She said, and her friend made a remarkable emotional recovery, to the point where this woman was all out for God. And it was at the moment when she made God her first, and God started restoring hope in her, that she changed so much and she became a confident person, that this particular man came back to her. Well, whether she took him back or didn't, I don't know. The point of the story is the fact that she gained back hope, she gained back confidence, and God became her everything. You may be sitting in a situation that is maybe similar. You may be sitting in a situation where maybe you've lost your job or you don't have money. Maybe you are worried about the festive season and what's going to happen with your kids and what's going to happen, what are the things you need to do and pay for, I want to say to you today, put your hand in the hand of the one who stirs the waters, the one who makes the impossible possible, and see what God is going to do. I want to speak hope back into you, and I want to say to you, this is not the end. It is not the end. If you can only but change your perspective, you will see that you are not alone. And the heart of God will continuously flow in you and through you. And so my message to you today is, may hope arise, and may you be healed and restored from the thing that has been trying to take from you. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your Spirit is upon me. I speak the light and the life of God. I pray, Father, for the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, it adds no sorrow, may it bring restoration and revival in the hearts of your people. I ask it now, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Changing Perspectives. I'll meet up with you soon. For now, God bless and take care.
ActiveFM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts, get involved in interesting discussions, voice your opinions, and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.